Well, I just want to tell you, if you're looking for like a nice little day trip, like a Catholic day trip or something, go to Batesville, and then there's the St. Joseph shop, which has all kind of beautiful like Catholic stuff, like medals and rosaries, statues, all these things. And then keep going a little bit down the road and go to Oldenburg, and you could see the convent there. That's where Sister Joan is from, of course. But there is a nun there who is 90-something years old, and a block down from the convent, she runs an ice cream store, and she makes the ice cream herself. It is so good. I had yesterday a scoop of root beer ice cream and a scoop of orange cream. Ooh, it's really good. I'm not kidding you. And it has a really nice feel in there. And she's the nicest sister you ever met in your life. And from what I've heard about Sister Virgila, who used to be here, this lady's the total opposite of her. You know, Scripture talks about how Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But today, he says that he has come not to bring peace, but division. Jesus speaks these words to us today because he knows that his message, and actually like his very presence, will force a decision. Will you follow him or not? Will you align your life with his teachings or not? There is no neutral ground. When some people say, yes, I will follow you, Jesus, and some people say no, division can become a reality. Jeremiah, in our first reading, his fidelity, he said yes to God. I will follow you, I will obey you no matter what. And his fidelity to God made his supposed friends throw him into a cistern. I was thinking of examples from my life. One of the seminarians that was in my class at St. Mindred, he was from Oklahoma. He's now a priest. He was a convert to the Catholic Church. His parents did not like that he converted to the Catholic Church. And they were really mad when he told them that he was going to become a priest. And they vowed not to go to his ordination. And they did not. One young man I remember from our parish a few years ago, at that time he was in middle school, he told me that his friends were making fun of him for serving at Mass. He told them that serving at Mass is the most important thing that he does each week. He ultimately decided that that group of friends might not be the people he was supposed to be around after all. I know a young woman. She was head over heels in love with a young man. And after 2 months, she was very excited and thought perhaps he would be the mister, the one that she would be married to. But not much after that, she discovered that his intentions were not very pure or holy at all. He did not want to wait until marriage. And so she ended the relationship. God does not rejoice in broken relationships. We know that. But in today's gospel, Jesus is being completely honest to us about the cost of discipleship. Division is not the ultimate goal of Jesus, of course, but it is an inevitable consequence of what happens when you put God first. If we put Christ first, it may just happen that we convert a soul or two or three or four, hopefully so. But very often, if we put Christ first and truly live according to his ways, it means being misunderstood, criticized, even rejected by those closest to us. It might mean making hard decisions about who to be with, and resolving to live a certain way, even when the whole world seems to be acting in a different way. But you see, Jesus invites us today to see that following him is worth everything. There can always be a temptation to minimize our faith and to go along to get along so that we don't damage this or that relationship. But we can never forget that the relationship that matters most of all is the one with Jesus. There are eternal stakes that hinge on the health of this relationship that we have with Him. And He, at this altar, is about to give us everything. His body, blood, soul, and divinity. And we must be prepared to give Him everything in return. Even if it means a cranky mother-in-law. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.